It's all good. It's all good. The Lord be with you. Today is Adoption Sunday, and one of the things that we do every year for the last while is to remember that. And I've asked Toni Gaiman to say a few things to us about her experience with this precious little princess right here. Do your thing, girl.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We have a guest. How do we greet guests?
I thought if I bring Asaya up here that you all would look at her and not at me. And it could backfire. Brad said it might backfire, and it could. So if she starts to get reckless, maybe Charlene or Lisa can come up and get her. But I want to tell you a little bit about Asaya. Asaya came to us when she was a day old. I'm trying to think, 2 days old. She was born December 3rd, and she came to our house on December 5th. And they brought her to us, and the foster care workers brought her in a little t-shirt, little blanket with her feet sticking out, and she still, her t-shirt still had afterbirth and blood on her, and she hadn't been bathed, and so we were like, oh my word, it just touched our hearts right away, and we weren't planning on adopting, we were just planning on checking out foster care, but Asaya came to us, and when she was a week old, we realized that there was something wrong, and we took her to the hospital or to the doctor, and we ended up at the hospital where they realized that she had a heart defect. The left side of her heart was pulmonary non-compaction of the left ventricle, or terminology, but the left side of her heart would not pump. They put her on medication, which helped her for over a year, but when she was 60 months old, she went into the hospital and was put on a heart transplant list, and I think some of you, I know most of you prayed for us, so you're very familiar with that. But we waited for a transplant, which she had on April 12th, 2011, just 5 days after we adopted her. So this is our little miracle girl. And this is Orphan Sunday. And I'm still not sure what I think of the name. I every time I hear it, I think, I don't know what I think of the name Orphan Sunday. But I do appreciate the sentiment and the heart behind it. And I appreciate all that's done to promote Orphan Sunday. Currently, there are 160 million orphans worldwide. And Amanda, where's Amanda? Do you know right off the top of your head what that statistic would be in Delaware?
I think
Delaware, there are around 100, but nationwide, it's around 200,000. Okay. So the thoughts behind Orphan Sunday are to create an awareness in the church of the needs of the orphan locally and globally. And what I want to say at the beginning is nothing that I share today is to promote a feeling of guilt in anyone. Our journey to foster care and adoption didn't stem from some noble desire that we had to do the right thing. It actually started with Riley. I think Lisa just wanted to come get her. It actually started with Riley praying when he was young for a little sister. And it continued with our boys more or less praying and prompting us to check out foster care, which led us to take classes. And we were determined, or at least we said we were determined, that we were just going to do foster care. We weren't going to adopt. So when we took the classes at the end, we filled out a questionnaire, talked to the foster care coordinator, and we were allowed to answer some questions or make some choices. And some of our choices or what we said was, no, we don't care about race or gender, although the boys did say they wanted a sister. We want placements with children younger than Riley, and we had our reasons for that. We do not want any severely abused children, and we don't want children with any medical issues. I think Brad and I I think both of us would say that we're humbled and grateful that we didn't have the control that we thought we had. If we had known of Asiah's condition and we had not met her, we would have said no to the placement, simply because our reason would have been we could never handle that. And so I know that that's where a lot of people are in their thinking with, especially, not so much orphan care, but especially in foster care and adoption. I know that's where a lot of people are with their thinking. So when I look back and I see the gentle and, I say, amusing approach that God took with Brad and I, because seriously, some of you can ask, I'm not going to get into this story right now, but Bradley and I were praying for puppies, okay, seriously, not for a baby, okay? So it is kind of amusing to me. And when I think about that approach that God took, then I know and I trust that he's already doing the same thing in your lives. Some of you are very aware of the desire that you have for to take in orphans, to do foster care for adoption. Some of you are a little aware that you have a little desire. Some of you are totally clueless, like we were like 10 years ago. You're totally clueless about what God is going to do through you. But I'm very confident that when you get a clue, you're really going to like it. Some of my thoughts, and I'm going to kind of fast forward and do backwards with what I was thinking, because I was thinking this morning, I know I've heard don't end on negative notes. So some of the things that kind of bother me, I guess, when I hear people talk, and this is more geared toward taking in foster care and adoption, not so much just like donating or, you know, there's a lot of different ways that you have a paper I think you got this morning, and I'll touch on some. There's a lot of things that you can do to help with orphan care that don't include taking children into your home. This is more, most of this is more about if you choose to do foster care and adoption. Children are not our project. And this is something that I feel very strongly about. I don't want to be anybody's project. I don't want to be something that somebody can fix or when they're done with me that they can present for an award or, you know, for approval. So don't view children or people as projects. If you need a project, go to A.C. Moore or go to Michael's or go somewhere and get a project, but don't view people that way. Don't refer to the wounds that children carry with them as baggage. I just think that's rude. It's not; they're not baggage, they're wounds. And we should treat them as wounds. And I'm serious in this, that a class on wound care is profoundly applicable. Cry with the children, whether they're in your home or whether they're friends of somebody that you know. Cry with them and cry for them. Quick fixes will rarely work. And this is mostly with older children. We haven't had heart wounds. We have had heart wounds with Asiah, not mental. But cry with them. Quick fixes rarely work. What you're doing is binding up the brokenhearted, and you cannot do that from a distance. Please don't do, I say do, orphan care to make yourself look good or get your own needs met. I do not think you will get the results you're looking for. One of the things that we did kind of feel sometimes, we love Asiah, we're very grateful that she is in our lives. Allow that all change, good and bad, is still change. It takes time and sometimes it's hard even for good change. Allow yourself the momentary feelings of thinking, I want my life back, with realizing that you don't really want your life back. It's just a momentary thought, and you can have it without condemning yourself for having it. So then that's the things that, those are the negative, I think, things that I wanted to present, or you can take them negative or positively. But let me see where I'm at here. One of the things that I wanted to start out with asking, because there are some things that we can do, but before I say them, I want to ask you a question, or I want to present a question you can ask yourself. What, if some of you have a desire to do orphan care individually, and some of you have a desire to see your church be more involved in having orphan care ministry, and I'm going to ask you why, and you might think that's a dumb question. What's your motive? How is it unique to Christianity to have that desire? Because every day, who is it? Brad and Jolie? Is it Jolene or Jolie? Pitt. They have orphans, right? I mean, they're really into orphan care. doing orphan care and orphan ministry isn't unique to Christianity. There's people all over the world in all walks of life who visit orphanages, who donate to orphanages, who sacrifice for the children to have them into their home. They give up their lives so that they can minister to these children and love them and give them a home. So what is it that makes your desire unique to your faith? And again, it might sound like a dumb question, but I think if you answer it, it might help you decide how and what you can do to help and what you might not be able to do. It might even help you know where to start praying. Orphan care is not confined to foster care and adoption. It can be meeting the following needs for families and for children, providing respite care. In the state of Delaware right now, you cannot provide respite care unless you have taken foster care classes and been approved to do foster care. So I would encourage any of you who would be interested in helping, maybe giving somebody who's doing foster care a night out, or a weekend away, just take the classes. You don't have to get into foster care, but it will also give you a lot of information that you didn't know and that you probably do need to know about orphans. Provide encouragement, providing material assistance or monetary assistance, providing a listening ear sometimes, and depending, well, there's all kinds of, like, you know, a listening ear. You get babies and you're up all night, or you get a baby that's addicted to crack and you're up all night and all day and you need to vent or you need to cry or whatever, you need a listening ear. If you get an older child who's been through a lot, that's draining in a whole new way, and again, you need a listening ear. Providing transportation. Some people will take in teens for foster care and they have other children and there's an issue of everybody needing to go everywhere, and maybe the teens want to be in a sports program because they can't, and they can't be because there's too many things going on. Provide transportation for some of these kids. Many foster teens need things like laptops, tennis shoes, graduation expenses. That was one I never even thought of. There's a lot of children in the foster care system who are seniors in high school who need assistance with, and I know families get some money. They don't get a lot. They should use it for the children. Not all of them do, but provide it directly for the child, for their graduation expenses. Also for graduation pictures to be taken. A lot of these kids don't get pictures taken throughout their lives. They come home, if they're placed immediately into a family. Asaya had no hospital picture, which isn't a big deal to everybody, but to some people it is. And to a child, they might like to have that someday to look back and say, somebody cared enough to get my picture taken at some point in my life, especially a graduation picture. Gift cards. CALD is Children Always Loved in Delaware, and that's an organization that's starting in Wilmington and hopefully is going to grow and be part of Kent and Sussex County also. But they have a backpack program. It's to make sure that no child is placed in a home with only the clothes on their back. Last year, Denny and Kim got two little boys. I think you know them here, Sean and Julian. They came to their house about 8 o'clock at night. They had no toothbrushes, no pajamas, no clean underwear. The backpack program is an attempt to keep that from happening, so that every child that's placed in a home has something with them. Certain ages, that would be really embarrassing for children. Foster grandparents. I know a lot of you are out there thinking that, you know, well, you're past the point that you want to take children into your home, but there is a great need for foster grandparents, and they will allow you to do that, to mentor and be a part of the children's lives. That's kind of neat because every year, 20,000 children in the United States age out of the foster care system and have no permanent home. So if they have that connection with, like, foster grandparents, there's at least some kind of a connection with people. They need that family support. Foster parents who take in infants can always use diapers, wet wipes, strollers, car seats, or even help with purchasing these items. They could use help with cleaning and cooking. More subtle but equally important ways, and there's a couple of these that, well, there's one especially that's really on my heart. Pray for the children. You can go online to, I think it's a delaware.gov.something, kids.delaware.gov. You can get a list of the children in Delaware, a list of their names, the ones that are eligible for adoption. So you can pray for them by name. Develop in your children a heart for the fatherless. And, you know, if you go online to orphansunday.com, there's a lot of information, a lot of tools in there, ways that they will even teach you to nurture in your children a heart for the fatherless, and help them develop the ability to empathize. Raise up, this is the one that I feel more and more passionate about. Raise up a generation that loves mercy, but a generation who does not forget to seek justice, to correct oppression, and to bring justice to the fatherless. The need will continue to grow for Christ-like character and boldness in lawyers and social workers and child advocates, and I'm sure Amanda could tell you more and more of the needs that are there in the state. The church should be producing these types of warriors that carry the heart of the Father within them. And that right now is probably, I wish so bad I would have been aware of some of the things that I'm aware of now when my children were younger. But, you know, God started the desire for adoption in our children, so he's probably started something in them too that I don't know anything about. But go to the Orphan Sunday website, and you have a paper, which I forgot to bring up here. Does somebody want to wave your paper? There's one right there. That paper right there gives a lot of ideas, simple ideas of things that you can do to help orphan care, to help start an orphan care ministry. One of the things that I think would be really neat is, I don't know, can I ask a question, have a raise of hands? Am I allowed to do that? Just out of curiosity and for all of you, how many of you, even if you just have a little bit of an inkling that maybe you have a passion to get involved in orphan care ministry in one way or another, just some of you already are, but just raise your hands or stand up or something. Okay, so somebody here in this congregation, since I'm not a part of it, needs to take control of that and do something with it. I would really like to see what November, the first Sunday in November next year, looks like in this congregation. And I'd like to see it be contagious outside of this congregation. That's all I have.
Fascinating conversation the other day. Tony and I were there, and then Kim came in, and she was all upset about things happening with their foster child. And I was asking those ladies, what's the greatest need? And they said, we need some lawyers. We need some lawyers who have the kingdom heart just burning right there. Remember the sermon that I preached a couple weeks ago where I said, this idea of the gospel is the kingdom is at hand, and that to accept the gospel as Jesus understood it is not to just stand idly by and say, well, God's in control. But rather it's to partner with God to be the solution to the brokenness of the world. I mean, it was case in point. It was case in point. And I want to pray real quick for that. All right? This could be one person. It might not even be somebody here. It could be somebody who podcasts this, but I want to pray this real fast. Would you pray with me? God, I'm asking for you to raise up. I'm asking for you to raise up some young people who will go into the field of law, who will be lawyers, and who will be lawyers for Jesus, who will be lawyers who will bring the kingdom to earth, who will fight for the rights of the fatherless. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.